Good morning. Do you know how to dance? Yeah? Yesterday, I went to a dance concert festival. It was actually hip-hop concert. And you, half of you know, because half of you were there with me. And I must confess that I do not know much about hip-hop. But yesterday, I saw people doing amazing things with their body, things that I didn't know they could do. Folding and bending and jumping and doing all sorts of things that I'd never seen before, and moving their hands really fast that I'm afraid to do because I could hit myself. But I saw something very interesting. You know what I saw? I saw that the way that people moved depended on the sound that they would hear. So when the sound went faster, guess how they would dance? Faster! Yeah, like that! They would dance like that! And then when the song was, when the beat was slower, what would they do? They would slow down. Yeah, and then when the beat was happy, they were happy. And when the beat was sad, they were sad. And then something interesting happened. There was a group that was dancing, and the music was on. And then all of a sudden, something went wrong, and there was no music. And you know what they did?
They stopped.
And they looked around, and they were all confused. And then I realized it's because this music, the music tells them how to move, not by telling them, okay, now turn left, now turn right, now turn around. Not like that, but with the rhythm, with the music, it tells their body how to move. And then it occurred to me, do you know that God gives us something like music to teach us how to live, how to move, how to act? You do? You know what is called the music that God gives us? What is it? The Ten Commandments are actually words that tell us do this, don't do that, don't do that. But there's something that is closer to music. The Holy Spirit. We did not rehearse this, I promise. Good job. So you're about to hear a story where Jesus promises his disciples that he will send us the Holy Spirit. He calls it the Advocate. And the Holy Spirit will be like that music. They will teach us how to act. They will teach us how to do God's will. So that when you see somebody that is in need, what do you usually feel when you see somebody that is suffering a lot and that is in a lot of need? Don't you feel like it's pulling you to help them, to do something? Well, that's the Spirit of God saying, go help them, go help them, go help them. Hey, I'm not finished. I know, I can go too long sometimes. So I want us to pray together so that we open our hearts to receive the Holy Spirit. Gracious God, thank you. Thank you for the gift that you promised to us through Christ of your Holy Spirit. We pray that these children may be able to feel your presence in their hearts and that they too may be able to listen with their soul to the rhythms of your Spirit, whispering to them how to live lives that will be plentiful, that will be a fulfillment of your will for them. May they always be aware of your presence indwelling in them through the Holy Spirit. All this we pray, trusting in your mercy, in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, go. You can.